We went indoors today simply to get a sweat up. We've been away from it for a few days. We'll certainly get outside the next couple days. The weather's going to be good anyway, so it'll be good for our guys to get outside. So I'll leave it open to questions with that.
Mark, with Brandon, how will you things change for Alshon differently?
You know, I don't know how much it'll change. Obviously, you know, from a defensive standpoint, the focus may carry over to him a little bit more, and it'll be up to, you know, the other guys that are involved in our personnel groupings to pick up some of that slack. Certainly, as I've said before, we're not going to replace a Brandon Marshall, but, you know, Marquise and Dante and Josh Morgan, all of those guys will figure into the equation and in terms of moving the football around.
Overall, how do you think Alshon's season has gone after?
You know, I think that, and I haven't looked at it real close, but I feel like his productivity has been better the last 3 to 4 weeks. I feel like he's come on in terms of making plays and doing some very good things, and he's been probably healthier the last month than he's been during the course of the season. So I'm seeing a little bit of that specifically. That's what I'm sensing, and I'm feeling that in practice as well.
You had some problems with the tight end.
Well, I'm not going to. It's tough. It's tough to game plan a player like that. He's a dominant player, and we're going to have to, move coverage around and do things up front to try to speed up the tempo and in terms of getting rid of the football before he can get down the field. But he's going to be a problem with any team, and certainly, we're going to have our hands full with him.
What do they do well in creating favorable matchups for him?
They move him around. I mean, he lines up all over the field. We see that he lines up in a wide receiver position. He lines up in there tight. He's very good at double moves. When they see a man-to-man matchup, they're going to try to take advantage of it because there's such a size differential with most of the players that he's up against. And they just work him vertically up the field and throw the ball up in the middle of the field and let him make a play even when it's in a coverage.
What does Matt Forte's durability allow you to do?
I don't know that anything's changed. I mean, he's been able to get himself ready each and every week to play a significant number of plays. And what we try to do certainly is, to be able to use him effectively both in the run game, which we haven't done a good job of the last few weeks, certainly. It certainly hasn't been consistent as we'd like it to been. It's been, interspersed throughout the season. We'd like to do a better job there and just continue to involve him as part of our progressions throwing the football. So nothing's really changed. His durability has been consistent, and because of it, we've been able to move him around and get him the football in different ways.
A couple of guys have talked about his work ethic and his routines throughout the season. Do you sense anything unique about the way he prepares compared to the running backs you've been with in the past?
You know, they all do their own, have their own ways of getting ready. Matt, it's very clear Matt is hyper-competitive in his preparation. We have to try to slow him down at times, and Mike Clark, our strength coach, has to just don't come in today, just rest, because he's a guy who's going to try to outwork you every single day during the season and in the off season. That's clearly apparent.
Do you perceive any kind of chemistry issue with Brandon and Jay?
All I can tell you is what we see, Peggy, every day, and we see an amicable relationship, a working relationship, a professional relationship. That's all we see here. That's the only time I'm around them, basically, is when I see them here. And that's all I've seen throughout the course of the year.
Can you talk about Bostic's development this year and how he's progressed?
Well, he's had to deal with a back injury. You know, he's been out of the lineup for a number of weeks, which has certainly inhibited his growth. We've had to move him around at different positions. We will again this week. He's back in. He's healthy. And he's got, 3 more weeks to continue to improve and get better. So I think a lot of it has been, difficult to assess because of the time he spent away.
I know injuries are no excuse, but you've had a lot of change of linebackers all year long. Talk about the impact of the defense in general.
Well, first of all, we're not in the business, as you said, of making excuses for injuries. We can't. But certainly we've had guys working in and out. You know, it started, you know, differently this year with Lance and Shea and DJ. And, you know, Shea was out for quite some time, you know, with his hand. He's back. DJ's obviously, you know, out of the mix right now, and John's working at that position. And then we've got, you know, Christian Jones, who's, you know, really came out of the free agent market, and, you know, rookie free agent, comes in, has continued to progress and getting more reps and more playing time. So it's part of the developmental process of our football team right now. We're trying to develop players and play at a high level at the same time.
Mark, even though John has the most experience with the guys you have playing in the middle, is it a difficult decision to move him at this point in the season if you want to see more of what he can do?
Well, I think the most important thing is what he can do today and tomorrow and Monday night to help us win a football game. You know, part of the reason why we moved him around during the course of training camp and early in the season was if we did get in this position that he would be able to handle it. And if we decide that it's the best interest of the team for him to go to that position, you know, that's what we have to do. And John certainly understands that.
Mark, getting back to Alshon, he's kind of a quiet guy.
He's a very quiet guy.
What does he have that makes him a number one receiver?
You know, it starts with work ethic and competitiveness. I mean, highly, highly competitive, a tremendous work ethic, very high football intelligence. As quiet as he is, he understands everything that's going on the football field, understands techniques and how to win. And he's still growing. He's still getting better. He's still getting to understand the league, understand the defenders that he's playing against weekly, especially when we have matchups, divisional matchups where we see teams more than once. So this is just a growing process for him as he continues to get better. But, you know, a healthy Alshon is generally going to be a productive Alshon, Jeffrey. You know.
If a school was interested in one of your coaches, like Wisconsin and Mel, would they have to ask you for permission to talk to them, or would they go through Phil?
Yeah, generally, it would be something that would be through our organization. You know, someone in our organization, generally through Phil and football operations from that standpoint. But you know, we always want everybody to have opportunities if they feel, and that's as a general rule, whoever it might be, if they have a chance to grow and in this profession. You know, we're in a position to want to help them do that, whoever that might be.
Coach, you talked about Matt's competitiveness, and you also talked about, you know, player development with somebody like Christian. Does that mean that somebody like Kadeem may see, give more reps down the stretch here?
Well, I can't say that. You know, we feel Kadeem's ready to play and ready to get work. As we approach each game, we're looking at it one way. Who can play on that play to help us win that play? When Matt comes out and Kadeem goes in, we feel real good about that. His understanding of the game, his growth in the game, we feel very good about him. But it goes to winning the play and winning the game, and that's all dependent on whether Matt is going to be in there or not. If Matt can be in there, he's generally in there. If Matt needs to come out and Kadeem goes in, that's Kadeem's opportunity to win on that play and get better.
Their pass rush has not been as consistent this year as a year ago. Do you notice anything different in that area when you compare last year's team?
No, I mean, really, they rush a lot of five man rushes, probably more than any team that we play. A lot of different looks, bringing five or six guys, probably more than any team we play. Cameron Jordan, still a very good player. Gillette, still a very good player. They're really the premier players. But they're configuring pass rushes a lot of different ways with line, you know, in their 3-4 and in their 4-down stuff. So it's coming from different angles. Quarterbacks are getting rid of the ball quickly to try to neutralize a lot of that pass rush.
You've tracked Martellus' success this year. Where has he grown as a player?
Well, I think it goes back to what I said. He's really taken to coaching as much as anything. I think Andy's done a very good job in his preparation. Martellus is a guy who wants structure. He wants detail. And when he plays within the framework of the offense and is in a position to do what he's supposed to do in the right place, right depth, right splits, he's in a better position to make the play. And I think that's what's really happened. It hasn't been his work ethic, his practice effort is always very good. So I think that's a big part of the growth. And just working with Jay Moore.
The detail?
The details. Which, you, if you talk to most players who, you know, continue to ascend, it's a detailed business, you know, and there's no detail that is not unimportant. And I think Marty is really, you know, taken to that.